welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. We're doing part two in a series of holiday grief. Holiday grief is absolutely probably some of the hardest times and the hardest things that you have to go through when you've lost a loved one, mainly because the holidays are such a family-oriented, special time. And, you know, this is a very difficult time because you're used to getting into those family traditions where you're putting up a tree or you're cooking turkey or you're doing something, and you're used to doing it with that person who has passed away. And so we're going to talk a little bit about some things that you can do to help honor the loved one that's passed. Also talk about some things, you know, in the first series we talked about, this can apply to you to try to help you do some things that can help minimize the grief in the future when you eventually pass away, as well as what you can do to help and honor your loved one. So as we're talking through these things, think about things for you that you can set aside and that you can get ready to help your family after you pass, as well as if there's something in here, maybe you know somebody that has a loved one that passed away and they're struggling, please share this with them and write some of these things down and help them go through their grief. Let's talk about a few ideas that we can do. First, let's talk about holidays. Also talk about how anniversaries, birthdays, and those kind of things, these all kind of tie together as well. So maybe you run into your loved one's birthday that's passed away, you can do some of these things as well. So it's not just during the holidays. So first thing that we can do as a suggestion is if you have any videos or if you have any photos, or you can share those with your family online. Maybe you send out some pictures or some videos to your loved ones, either on Facebook or send it to them in an email format. Send it to them so that when they open it up, they have something right there, a photo, a pair of memory, that type of thing that you can share with them online. You can also drop it in the mail. If you have some pictures that you want to take down and maybe take them to Walgreens and have them print up a number of pictures and mail those out in maybe in your holiday cards, Thanksgiving, Christmas cards, put some pictures in there and say, Merry Christmas, if that's what you celebrate, from me and your loved one, and have pictures in there. And I think that's a great way to share it as well. Another way is to light a candle in their memory. Now that sometimes people go, that's kind of hokey. Well, if your person that passed away liked a particular candle, maybe they love vanilla, then light a vanilla candle, you know, because that smell can help bring that memory into the home as well. Nothing saying that you can't turn on some music that your person that's passed away used to like. Maybe it's a candle on Van Halen, maybe a little bit opposites, but let me tell you, if you play some music, light a candle, look at some pictures while you're doing that, that would really help, because that's really bringing in the music, it's bringing in the smell, and then it's bringing in, you might even bake their favorite cake, so that smell is in the background as well that they liked while you're looking at some pictures or videos and sharing those memories. Another one, and this might sound interesting, because you might think, well, how does this help? You might write a letter. And, well, what are you going to do with the letter? Well, you can either mail it to yourself. You can mail that letter to another family member. You might take it down. You might, with the candle, make sure you don't burn the house down. But you can always burn it when you're done. But writing a letter, my dad is keeping a journal, which is similar to a letter. And he's got one of the, it's just a cheap little spiral bound notebook. I mean, and he's gone through a number of them now. It's been almost 5 years. And as he, every evening, he writes to my mom. You know, that does a couple things. First, it gets that out of you and you're sharing it. And, you know, if you don't like handwriting, you can do it on a computer. But he writes a letter to my mom every night. So someday, and I'm honoring his privacy, I'm not going in there looking at those letters, but someday I'm going to have those letters. And someday my children are going to get to see those letters. And someday my brothers and sisters are going to get to see these letters that he wrote to my mom and really get to know my dad in a way that we would probably never get to know him, because he's sharing his inside feelings. It helps him get those out, and it leaves something for us in the future. So that's another thing that you might want to consider doing. My last suggestion is go to a location that maybe you guys shared together, a special location. If you went, you know, if you live in a city and there's a particular park that you guys went to, go to that park. If there's a, you might even, if there's a little restaurant that you guys really like to go to together, go to that restaurant. And then while you're there, order maybe that person's favorite meal. And as you're having that meal, take a minute and write a note, even if it's on the napkin. Those are different ways to be able to try to help get through some of that grief. It can be palpable. It can be difficult. It can feel overwhelming. But some of these strategies here hopefully can help you through the holidays. And honestly, if you're having a hard time, make sure you talk to somebody. That's important. Talk to somebody. Pick up the phone and call somebody. Hopefully these things will help you. Make sure you look, go back and see number one. If you haven't seen one, hang on a few minutes. I'm going to have number three recorded and you'll be able to see number three. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you at the next episode.